podcast for and about women with chronic illness, autoimmune diseases and invisible disabilities. Here we share resources, accountability, knowledge and caring for each other in a way that brings hope to those who have felt a lack of value and worth due to the stigma and gaslighting around their illnesses.
Hello, everybody. I am Nancy, and I'm the president of Invisible Warriors. One out of every two adult Americans lives with at least one chronic illness, often called an invisible disability. The disability community is the largest minority in the world, yet instead of feeling inclusive and wrapped in camaraderie, most of us feel alone, unvalued, and unworthy. We need doctors who understand us and colleagues and family members who believe in us when we tell them we're dealing with something with our health. Just knowing the simple fact that we are not alone and still have much to offer can be life-changing. In this podcast, we share tips and strategies, knowledge and support, in other words, hope, for those who are looking for resources to help them maintain a thriving, successful life. Do you have a chronic illness? Here at Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly, we have conversations that share the tools and mindsets others use to make our lives better. It is always good to know that there are others out there that have dealt with similar challenges. And our guest today is going to share with us their history and what they've learned along the way. Welcome, Dana Gardner.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited to hear some of the things you have to tell us because I know I've got a lot of fatigue and stress in my life. So give me the story that tells me I'm going to live better.
All right. So yes, I am now a certified holistic nutritionist and I support women who are struggling with chronic fatigue and stress overwhelm, burnout, brain fog, and a whole host of symptoms like that. But it all stemmed from when I was 12, I caught pneumonia and my energy obviously tanked during the illness, but it never came back. And I ended up having to quit all of my activities, skating, volleyball, all the things I loved. And I was going from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor. Nobody could help me. Nobody had any ideas until I was 15 and I got mono and energy kind of plummeted even further, if you could believe it. And this new doctor in our area, he came in and he said, you have chronic fatigue syndrome. And it was the first time I'd ever heard of that. And I was like, I'm 45. So this was like 30 years ago, right? So 30 years ago, like chronic fatigue syndrome, I'd never heard of it. No one had ever thought of it. I just kept getting poked and prodded for blood tests and looking for your typical markers of fatigue, like, oh, iron and B12 and blood work and like all these things. Like, I don't even know what it was. But he said, you have chronic fatigue syndrome. And immediately I felt like this sense of relief, like, oh, yes, something to focus on. And then he said, and there's nothing we can do for you. And looking back, I appreciate his honesty because even today from the research I've done, there's very little Western medicine can do to really help chronic fatigue syndrome sufferers. But it was defeating and I had a number of years of like basically giving up. I mean, I didn't want to live that way, but I also didn't want to totally give up. I had a number of years of struggling with, I think it was a little bit like depression, but it wasn't full depression. So I didn't want to end my life, but I also felt like, why am I here? And so kind of interested in fixing it and figuring out what was going on. I did see a few specialists. I was sent to a psychologist at one point for it as well, and that didn't help at all. And so I also started struggling with some other interesting health problems. So through university, I would get hit with these horrible, horrible stomach cramps that were like, they'd flow like waves through my whole abdomen and belly. And they had me writhing on the floor for up to 6 hours. Like, they took a long time to get out of. And it probably took me 3 years to notice a bit of a pattern that if I ate wheat and dairy together, or sugar and dairy, so like fettuccine alfredo made them happen. I was of drinking age back then, I'd go to the bar and have like a paralyzer or a Kahlua in milk. Like, those were really bad for me. And I'd have one sip and I'd be down. And so I'm like, okay, I must be allergic to those combinations. And so I started removing those from my diet and doing my best to avoid those types of foods. And it helped. It really did help with those abdominal cramping situations. And then slowly over time in my 20s, I started looking at health a bit more in my food. Like, oh, is there a way to maybe improve my diet? I also had a boyfriend that kind of kicked me in the butt, said, your diet is garbage. It's terrible. This isn't helping you. So he got me on like a greens powder supplement. And then he started buying me groceries to force me to eat better. So it was very, well, it was a lot of resistance on my part back then. But I mean, he was buying them for me. I'll try. So back then I thought I was eating lots of vegetables, but it was like 2 servings a day. And I thought I was eating pretty healthy. I would make myself like an egg and an English muffin and a piece of real like sliced cheese, like a McDonald's egg McMuffin, but my own version. And anyway, as he cleaned up my diet for me, I started to feel a little bit better. And then there was something finally hit me, like changing my diet has actually improved me. I do feel a little bit more energy flowing. I'm still crashing every afternoon. I was still very much protecting my energy, especially on the weekends. Like, I would schedule nothing. Friday nights were my time. I was like, I had to have them to be like my recovery night. If someone wanted my time on the weekends or a Friday night, it was the most horrendous experience. I felt resentful. I felt like almost like overwhelmed and like a victim, like the world is out to get me because this person wants my time. And you know, I just really needed that time to protect my energy. So I started really focusing on cleaning up my diet further with I followed clean eating, and that meant like switching out my white pasta for whole wheat and like sugar versions with sugar in it for sugar free, that sort of thing. And again, I started to notice a slight improvement. And through all this, I did notice some improvements. But there was also this idea of toxicity in the environment in my world. And so I was cleaning up my environment, cleaning up my diet, cleaning up my house, getting rid of many toxins. And back then I was still on hormonal birth control pills. So I decided, I'm like, okay, I think this is like maybe one of the last things that I can control. I'm going to get rid of that. So I went off of those. And within like 2 weeks, I was breaking out in this, it was the most embarrassing cystic acne everywhere. Face, neck, back, head, chest, everywhere. I quit everything that I had started to do. I was doing a little bit of dance. I was going out with a few friends. I had like a boyfriend. So I quit everything. I started doing everything I could to not go into work and start working from home. I'd avoid the grocery store when people were there. Anyway, that was this big problem. Also, like, I also felt really bloated. I felt more exhausted. I felt like just horrible. But this cystic acne was enough to make me want to fix it. And I didn't want to go down the conventional medicine route because I didn't really believe that anything could help it that way. Anyway, so I found a naturopathic doctor. And between me cleaning up my diet and working with her, after about 6 months, my skin did start to clear up. And I noticed a dramatic improvement. It wasn't perfect, but it was so much better that I could tolerate going outside in public. And that really intrigued me because I'm like, all we did was add a couple of foods to my diet. On top of it, I remember about 4 months into working with her with these couple of foods that were balancing my hormones. It was a Thursday or Wednesday night at home, and I was dancing around the kitchen, like laughing and making up songs for my cats and cooking dinner. And I'm like, Oh my goodness. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm enjoying my evening. I'm not crushed by fatigue. Like, I feel good. And it was just this light bulb went off. I'm like, oh my goodness, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I got to figure this out. So then I went back to school for holistic nutrition and played with all the protocols that I could come across and tied all the little pieces together and worked, experimented on myself. And about 12 years ago, I think that was the last time I ever experienced some type of chronic fatigue flare-up, where, you know, this, I used to go into these flare-ups every couple of months, anytime I had an exam, anytime something big happened in my life. And it would pull me into this deep, dark spiral of just exhaustion, to the point I did black out a couple of times from the fatigue in my past. But I haven't had anything like that in about 12, 13 years. And the other cool thing is that I have had some major stressors. I moved to Nicaragua with two cats and my husband, sold everything, got it all prepared in 5 weeks. And like, it happened without me crashing, without me going into a state of chronic fatigue or getting overwhelmed and the stress building up to create this. So I'm very fascinated with how well the right foods, when they're aligned with what you need, can really do a lot to improve your health. I'm not fixed. I'm not gonna ever say that it's gone away for good, but I can say I'm in remission for 12 years now. So
that's fantastic. And it's really interesting, and I've got so many questions, but just a little bit of background for you. I got diagnosed with fibromyalgia about 30 years ago, which is, some people say, is chronic fatigue syndrome. Yeah, they bounce it back and forth. It's definitely related. And I got to the point where it was in remission, and I was walking 2 miles a day, and I was just doing everything back the way I used to. And then we moved. And everything just went, and that never went away. And then I wound up getting complex regional pain syndrome with my car accident 10 years ago. And along with that, it seems like once you've gotten one of these chronic or autoimmune diseases, you wind up with a whole series of them. You know,
yes.
And I now have Crohn's, and I have IBS, and I have, you know, all these different things. And I go to the doctors, and the doctor says, nothing we can do for you. I'm strange. And I admit it to everybody listening. I admit it. I took several years ago, I took a DNA test that tested me for 500 different medications for different types of illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
The results came back that I could safely take three. Out of all of those 500, there were only three that I did not have an adverse effect from. So the doctors don't even want to talk to me. You know, they say, well, you can't take this medicine, you can't take that medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm desperately trying, but there's also, I can't cook because I'm in the wheelchair, and I'm this and I'm that, and my husband does all the cooking and he doesn't eat vegetables. And, you know, so we go round and round and round. How do you take someone as a coach who's got, I can guarantee I understand what you were going through with the 6 to 8 hours on the floor writhing in pain, because I do it constantly. And I can't figure out really what it is that causes things, other than when I get stressed, when I get nervous, my stomach gets worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how do you, as a coach, look at me and say, okay, you've got this, you've got this, you've got this, let's put you on these foods?
Yeah. So I have an assessment that I do with my clients. It's about a 250 point health symptom and nutrient gap assessment, that with your responses, as well as your health history and your story, I can pull out the nutrient gaps that you have. And most women, almost every single one of my clients, have nutrient gaps that they've never even heard of or considered. Mm-hmm. And so based on those nutrient gaps, then I can help give you food I also really help if, like, with you, if you have digestive complaints, I really help to rebalance the gut, rebalance the stomach, rebalance and reduce any inflammation inside the whole digestive tract. Because if that's happening, your food isn't going to get absorbed and broken down and used properly too. So we always have to take that into account. And other factors like stress, like I will look at foods that you may be missing that could really help support and refuel and strengthen your stress response in the face of this. And of course, inflammation. Autoimmune disorders are tied back to inflammation. Mm-hmm. And inflammation and stress, they're like a little cycle. They perpetuate the cycle and make each other worse. And so that's one of the main first goals, is like breaking that cycle with clients and by using that assessment to pinpoint their nutrient gaps.
It's really fascinating, but at 65 years old, you know, I've also got, oh, you're not expecting me to eat that.
Yeah, there's that.
You know.
Yeah. And I have most clients are pretty good. And I mean, I don't love giving out a meal plan to clients unless they really are like, I would love a meal plan and I don't care, I'll eat anything. But I'm more about just adding some foods to your diet that you already have and helping you, working with you to figure out which of the foods that will fuel your nutrient gaps you're willing to try. When it comes to the husband, I have a husband who I have done this to, so this is from experience. I kind of treat them a little bit like my like children, where I hide vegetables into his meal. That's how we started. And so it's little tricks like chopping them up super duper small so they don't have any idea they're in a stew.
But he's the one doing the cooking.
Yeah. And you've got to work with them and stuff. Like if they're willing to have some vegetables, and like they like four different vegetables, little things like doubling the amount of vegetables or making meals that are, I like chilies and stews and curries and stuff where you kind of mix everything together and you can just add more stuff into it. And then
what about, I tried years ago and it made me horribly sick, and people say you're out of your mind, that can't make you sick, it's just fruits and vegetables. But I tried it's a supplement that's been around for forever and ever, I can't think of the name of it, but it's supposedly just fruits and vegetables, nothing added to it. I cannot think of what it's called, but it's one of those MLMs, multi-level, And my nails all turned brittle, my hair all fell off, you know. So I thought, well, there goes that. I was trying to get my vegetables.
Yeah, supplements. Supplements, I wouldn't recommend a lot of supplements right off the bat working with somebody. I find they're supplements for a reason. They're meant to top up what you're not getting in your diet. And a lot of supplements are actually pretty poor quality. So without looking and researching that particular one, I suspect it had some hidden ingredients that were causing some inflammation and toxicity that your body was reacting to with those stress-like symptoms of losing your hair and your nails getting all bitter. What was the word?
I'm glad we're both dealing brittle. With this today.
Not bitter, brittle.
Brittle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just, and then just this last year, I tried again, and it was one of these, you know, you do the 18-hour fast, and then you drink this stuff, and oh my goodness, I tried, and what I thought was a bad stomach ache before was nothing compared to what it was after I started taking these things. So, you know, I tend to say stay away from supplements, you know, if you can get the real things. But for someone like me, again, who I enjoy fruits and vegetables, You give him broccoli and he says, I was a tree for 23 years. I was in the Marine Corps. I broccoli is my friend. I'm not eating broccoli. And we eat out a lot because we're constantly going places and doing things. And we wind up, if we have dinner at home, it's a hamburger. I'm one of those people that would really love to have a meal plan because I say, see this? This is what you're fixing tonight. Do it, But I truly believe I went, one of my gastro doctors put me on a low FODMAP diet, and that was a joke. It just, I cannot do the gluten free, although that probably would help me, but it's just to me tastes like cardboard. So I, and I know that I'm not the only one that has issues like this. So, it would be really interesting to see. I want to do it, but then on the other hand, it's like you can't make me. So how do you deal with clients like that know it's good for them and they just can't force themselves to do it?
Well, I mean, a big part of that is that mindset. Like, how much do you really want it? Because I don't, for myself, the pain overrode the silly food preferences. Because same thing, like I'm like, oh, the gluten-free stuff tastes terrible, but I'm like, but I feel so much better when I eat it this way. And slowly over time, my tastes changed. And so, working with clients that are very resistant to changing their diet, the question is always like, well, really, I want you to dig deep. Like, why do you want to feel better? And not just, I want to be pain-free or I want to have more energy, but dig deep. Like, ask yourself that question 7, 8 times every time something comes up. Like, well, why do I want that? Why do I want more energy? Like, so I can do more stuff. Well, why do you want to do more stuff? So I can feel more successful. Well, why do you want to feel more successful? Like, so I can live my life and do more things and have more adventures. So just keep asking yourself that. And I find starting to really tap into that big why that you've got deep inside you can start to like retrain your brain to take the right steps. And we don't need to do a 180 degree overhaul of a diet, but starting to take baby steps. And at first thinking like, okay, maybe here's 10 potential options for you. Are there two in here that you can agree to try and then go from there? And
I was just going to say, can, for instance, could I say, I'm not going to dump everything I eat, but let me see if I can add in, carrots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I like that idea. Again, everybody's different, but if someone's more resistant, it's what can we add to your diet? So I'm not taking away something. I'm not making you feel deprived or feeling like you're starved or, can't have any more fun in your diet anymore. But what can we add? And there's, depending on the recipes, depending on your preferences, there's ways to like, sneak in healthier foods. Sneak in a little bit more vegetables, sneak in maybe a little bit more hormone friendly and anti-inflammatory spices and herbs and foods and fats and stuff like that into someone's diet just to really help under the surface start to rebalance and regulate that deeper imbalance that's triggering the stress and the inflammation and digestive issues.
And for someone like me who's fascinated with all of this and would love to be able to work with you, how do we get in touch with you? How do you start working with someone?
Well, I have a couple of different ways. I have a 1 hour consultation if someone's interested to do that 250 point assessment to pinpoint your deeper root cause, understand your nutrient gaps, and understand what foods would align with your needs today. And that's a one-time 1 hour assessment with me. And then if you liked it and if you really got a lot out of it and are curious to like go further, then I do offer one-on-one coaching for 6 months. We still use that assessment. But as you're transforming, as you're changing, we reassess once a month to tweak your diet and keep it flowing with your improvements and your refueling your nutrient gaps, because they do change month to month. And then depending on where you're at as a woman, because your hormones are changing, we have to keep that in mind and align your diet with that as well. So that's two options to work with me.
Well, that's great. And I will definitely, can they get to all of this through your email address or a website? How do they find you?
Yeah, my website is www.theenergizedwoman.com.
Okay. That will definitely go in the show notes. And so we will hopefully get you some people talking to you, because I think this is fascinating. And I've been trying to find a nutritionist, you know, somebody who can actually work with me. And the doctor sent me to one, and they started pulling out frozen TV dinners. I'm going, I can't, you know, they were the smart, fresh or whatever they are and all of those. And I said, I can't imagine those are really all that good for you. Why is a nutritionist telling me to eat this stuff? So it's not easy to find someone who knows what they're talking about, someone who's able to really help. And so when I do, I love sharing them with my listeners. So, you know, I will put all of that information into the show notes. But it has been, we've talked for a half an hour already. It's our time is up. It went so fast. And thank you for all of the wonderful information today. I know I'll be probably reaching out to you because I need to do something. My stomach hurts.
Yeah.
To everyone listening, you've been listening to Don't Wait Till Pigs Fly. And if you haven't already, please give us a quick review and rating on iTunes. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. To wrap things up, often after a podcast, people want to know more about some of the things we're doing at Invisible Warriors. And if you'd like to hop on a Zoom, my contact information and website are also going to be in the show notes. So thanks again, Dana, for tuning in. Thank you, people who are listening, for tuning in to today's conversation. And we will see you all next week. Thank you so much. Have a great day, all.
That's it for today, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Today's podcast has been brought to you by the Invisible Warriors Club, a program of Invisible Warriors. They see how hard life is for these women and hate that the world doesn't seem to understand that these diseases/disabilities are serious, life-changing challenges which bring about poor medical treatment, high and unrealistic medical bills, lack of ability to sustain working conditions, and loss of family cohesiveness. Through advocacy and programs, this organization extends a nurturing hand, fostering both awareness in the community and individual growth amidst adversities. Join them by heading over to the Invisible Warriors website for more information on how to join the club.